Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
I'm
bless your energy, Brother Wisdom. You know, we are witnessing an onslaught and the system that, this diabolical system, I mean, it is truly a diabolical system. You know, a system designed where, especially the original beings, because, you know, we're the working parties. We're the ones who are actually working. All right? Because you have to remember, you know, 75 to 80% of your welfare recipients are these Saxons, which means the majority of them are not working. It is us that's putting, you know, keeping them on whatever welfare or whatever. I'm so serious. But it's a diabolical system that these factions created to entrap, to enslave, to make us appear or want us, make us appear that to be lesser than them. All right? The frequencies and vibrations are rising. All right? They're rising. See, we're giving it 6 months. You know, we're giving it last 6 months for them to whatever, you know. And we talked about that, you know, because the Masonic Order being, Masonic Order restoring itself. And this is what's happening now. You know, we talked about, you know, we did that short message on the light codes. And brothers and sisters are getting those light codes, those high frequencies in the air. Those are light codes. And it's coming from the cosmos. It's coming from the sun. It's coming from the moon. You know. And even our realm, you know, when they see this human resonance shot up, our realm is getting light codes, because everything that was torn down will be brought back up. Everything that is supposed to be up will be restored back up. That's the key point. It all being restored back into the original place that it was supposed to be. We are supposed to be on top. We're supposed to be within the heavenly realm. We're supposed to have heavenly thoughts. And when I say heavenly, I'm talking about a cosmic mindset. All right? I'm not talking about no Jesus and God and Allah and Jehovah and all this other bullshit. I'm talking about a cosmic mindset. We're supposed to have a cosmic mindset. We're supposed to have a mind of nature, the mind of the cosmos. This is what we're supposed to be, you know? And we had literally fallen off because of an enemy who came in. But, you know, like I said, he capitalized on us. These jokers, they capitalized on us. They made us think that we had to have their source of power in order to be powerful. And now we're realizing, now we have realized that our source of power is nature. Our source of power is the cosmos. Our source of power are the crystals. Our source of power are the metals. Our source of power are the minerals. Our source of power is water. Our source of power is wind. Our source of power is the grass. Our source of power are the trees. All right, come on now. Our source of power are the flowers. Our source of power are the herbs and spices. That's what our source of power is. We realize what our source of power is. We realize what our source of power is. We realize that we're supposed to be in a completely different mindset. And this is why these factions are scared. And as we rise, what happens? Everything around us rises right along. We talked about that chemistry. We talked about that science. All right? There's a chemistry that happens. We talked about that. We said as we rise into a higher mindset, into a higher spiritual mindset, what happens? They fall. And we are understanding how serious this is. We're understanding how serious, how detrimental this is to our lives, all right? Because we have an enemy who wants us to continue to play this game. And what did we say a long time ago? We say you have an enemy who creates a game, and he wants you to play his game, and he wants you to keep on trying to beat him at his game. And you realize you can't beat him at his game, all right? That's one thing you realize. I can't beat him at his game. Because every time I go to get to that place where I'm going to beat him, he changes the rules. So what do? You destroy the game, and you destroy the game maker. And this is what we're doing. We're destroying the game. By us coming back into this mindset of who we are, by us tapping into these powerful frequencies and vibrations of nature and the cosmos, by us becoming the focal points, which means we're focusing on ourselves, we're changing everything. We're changing everything. And this is what they fear. Those light codes are coming in heavy. Those light codes are coming in. And brothers and sisters getting that wee, that huge, that intense frequency. Of course, these facts are going to say, oh, you know, that's tinnitus. You know, we got some medicine for that. I bet they do have some medicine for that. I bet they do. You know, facts and doctors, he said, well, my ears are not ringing. Why are your ears ringing? Because you're not who I am, all right? We are cosmic deities. We are primordials, all right? And those frequencies that we have in our ears are literally us saying that, showing that we are online, that we have connected with nature. We are connected with the cosmos. We're connected with that infinite energy. We're connected with that powerful power. That's what that means. That means that we're online. And when you're online, that means that you're receiving all type of light energy codes, dark energy codes. You never receive the gray. You're receiving all kind of information, all kind of knowledge through these frequencies. So yes, these light codes are here. And we are growing, brothers and sisters. And as we grow, all right, as we grow, the system gets lower and lower and lower. We're watching this. And that's why I was there. You know, everything that we talked about on the spiritual path, you know, everything. I remember a while back, you know, I did the message on your sacred timeline. Each one of us has a sacred timeline. And when you get on that sacred timeline, you begin to move about in ways that your enemies don't understand. So your sacred timeline is you literally continuing that path that your ancestors left off. That's the sacred timeline. Each one of us has a sacred timeline. See that? All these things, all these lessons that were given are designed to help us to understand, to help us to see where we're supposed to be. And it's not just about seeing where you're supposed to be. It's joining that energy and becoming what you're supposed to be. All right? That's the whole key point. As we become what we're supposed to be, as we literally just like an instantaneous shift. It's like a shift. It's like a complete turnaround for what we had already learned. So yes, these factions, you know, they have this idea. You know, we're gonna spray this and spray this, and we're gonna try to stop the energy from coming, and we're gonna do this. Come on, seriously? Are you serious? Are you serious that you think that you can spray the sky and you can cause the energy to go back into space. Who thought of that dumb idea? That is the dumbest fucking idea I have ever heard. We spray this stuff and the energy will block the energy. It'll block the energy and cause it to go back out in space. Who the fuck thought of this dumbass idea, and they keep doing the same thing over and over and over again? I am so serious. These dumbass bastards keep doing the same thing over and over again, thinking that, okay, we can stop this energy. That's what they actually think. The light codes are still coming. Because you got to remember, energy is spiritual. So they're trying to use physical aspects to battle something that's spiritual. And the energy still comes. And the energy still changes everything. And they're scared for their people. They had no business coming here from the beginning. Okay, they got as many resources as they can get. Guess what? They got their last few resources. Whatever they're going to get. Because right now, part of Ukraine has been decimated. Quiet as kept. Part of Russia has been decimated too, but they're not saying anything. All the rivers in China are dried up. All the what's called the billionaires, the billionaires and millionaires in China have all moved and left the poor people to themselves. You understand what's going on? The water's dry up. It's still a sign that the money's drying up as well. So just understand, brother, brothers and sisters, that these light codes are designed to take us into a whole nother area of power, a whole nother area of thought. These light codes are here to restore everything that was destroyed around us, or that was literally that caused us to be disconnected. It's like a period of restoration. All right, so just wanted to share that with y'all. Light codes. These light codes are extremely powerful, and they come into us. All this so-called winter time, all this time, these Saxons, what they call winter, where they tried to make it snow, they tried to make it cold, they had the temperature at 30-something degrees or whatever. Brothers, sisters, check it out. Here in Detroit, Michigan area, where they call themselves making it snow and they call themselves making it cold or whatever, it was hot in our houses. And all that freaking ice or whatever, snow or whatever, the shit was melting. And they were steadily trying to make it colder, and it couldn't get colder, and the shit was melting. It was melting. A lot of that shit was melting before it hit the ground. And then when it hit the ground, it wasn't even sticking to the ground. So it goes to show that this whole witching thing is not even real. All the fallacies that they have caused us to be a part of, we're now going to be standing on top of them. And they're going to have to answer to us. Remember, we're primordial deities. We're judges. We're rulers. We are the true masons when we tap into that energy. Continue to receive these light codes, brothers and sisters. Continue to receive them. Because what do we say? We say, hey, buddy, you're getting ready to get some information. You know what? We told everybody that these next few solar flares and this next few jokes of energy was going to be ancient information. We told you all that. We told you all that, and it really is. You see everything happening. As a timekeeper, it's my duty and my position to make sure that you all know what's going on. All right? Cosmic Elder, Cosmic Prince, it's my duty to make sure that you have a certain level of knowledge, that you know how to, that you have that, the knowledge of the know-how. So just know, brothers and sisters, that everything that was put in our face is soon going to be done with. That's his brother at my job, and, you know, he's like supposed to be this big manager or whatever. And I told him and this other supervisor, I said, you know, we got about 6 months. I said, this whole thing is going to be just about over 6 months. They looked at me, and I said, and I told him, I said, you know, no more money, no more jobs, no more bills. I said, it's going to be a beautiful thing. The brother looked at me, and I looked right into his eyes and saw his little worthless ass soul, because he's one who literally turns against his own people half the time. He looked at me like this couldn't be. I just got this position. Our people are so fucked up in the head, worrying about a fucking position, and would not want to receive the higher energy, because they want to remain on this lower level to be a part of this Saxon-based, alien-based bullshit that these enemies created. It's important, brothers and sisters, continue getting these light codes. Continue getting them. I got something going on right now. Continue getting them. Because this is what's building up your spirit and your soul. And it's causing you to become a more powerful being. All right? You literally, these light codes literally removes fear, doubt, everything. Gives you the confidence to know who you are. The power to know what you can do. To know that you have no limitations. It's important. Extremely important, brothers and sisters. All right? It passes on to you. You know, passes on to you, brothers and sisters. But know as these light codes come and we become more powerful, the resonating frequency of our planet becomes more powerful. Everything becomes more powerful. The system becomes weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker. It's at a weak point. You know, it's at a point now they're trying to do this fucking 10G, this 10G bandwidth or whatever. Because they're trying to call home. They're trying to call out. They're trying to call out and say, hey, we need you to come pick us up. It's so funny. You know, I'm watching the brothers. They're doing their YouTube, and they've got the UV reading device, and it's like, you know, they're reading it, and they're like, you know, it's about to be over. We know it's about to be over, brothers. Just like that movie Knowing. What were they doing in the movie Knowing? They were looking at the sun. They were looking at the activity of the sun. They were looking at solar flares. They were telling you then. When it gets to that point where we're looking every day at the galactic sun, and we're studying the rhythms, and we're seeing what's happening, we know that at some point, that great solar flash, that powerful energy, that powerful burst of energy is going to come from the galactic sun straight to our realm, straight to this planet, and it's literally going to wipe out everything that's not in business. And it's gearing that way. And it's our magnetic fields, our magnetic force that's drawing this energy, because we say we are tired of living this way. We're tired of being this way. And in the end, it's only going to be us again, brothers and sisters. All right? Just remember that. All power to the multi chakra celestial angelic beings. May chaos reign forever and ever. Remember, chaos is change. Chaos is everything. All right? Much power to you all.
All right, guys. Royalty, royalty, royalty. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. This is Motivational Classroom. And as you guys know, I love to I love to be in a classroom, right? Enhancing awareness is really one big classroom where we learn, we grow together, and, you know, share ideas and all of that. And as I'm writing solo right now at Enhancing Awareness Radio, I like to pull different lectures from different people that I honor and admire. So it's always an honoring of whoever I select, you know, as far as the YouTube lectures, guys, in the show notes, the video credits, so you guys can go like, you guys can go subscribe to Brother Wisdom's channel, Remedy H, and Black Magic 363 is what I'm using today. I love Brother Rich. I used to look up to Brother Rich early on, you know, when he was at Underground Railroad, right? So Ms. Blue, too, you know what I mean? I like to listen. I'm a student as well. I'm more of a student, you guys, than I am a teacher, right? So, yeah, I just like to pull lectures, guys. And I stumbled up on, and I think it was, like, last year, I stumbled up on Lloyd Stratton. I'm pretty sure they're going to say his name if I'm butchering it. But Brother Lloyd, you know, as Brother Rich would call him, Supreme Mathematics 2023. I think it's very important to for us to understand cosmic mathematics, you know, not the mathematics, you know, in which we were taught in school. I think that well, as people, many people say that that's like a undergrad, you know, the whole system, really. Many people call it the educational system. And go back, if y'all guys want to hear me teach more and all this stuff, go back to the earlier shows. We did years of teaching. But, you know, I'm doing more listening now. I'm training my mind to, you know, listen more. So mathematics, when it comes to the topic of mathematics, you know, we like to think of it as universal mathematics. You know, many of you guys are seeing numbers. What did he just say? Light codes. And I promise these podcasts just fall together. Because I'm like, light codes, mathematics. Let me just put these two together, right? But light codes is what's happening right now. And what Brother Lloyd is going to speak about is the mathematics that's happening right now. 2023, as many of us know, is a powerful year. I believe that says the year of the seven, right? And guys, you know, if we are not understanding things on a cosmic level, surpassing the mundane, we're going to be in trouble. And that's even with some of our choices, some of our decisions, you know, that we make, you know what I mean? It's like the universal mathematics, right, if you will, is forcing us to rise to a higher level. And I feel like there's you can't unsee it. Like, you can't deny, if you will, that it is cosmic shit going on. The changing of the guard is how I coin it. The changing of the guard is now, baby. Okay? So with that being said, you know, this is why I like to do Enhancing Awareness Radio, and I like to pull these lectures and put shit together, you know, for anybody who's learning, anybody who wants to grow or wants to try to understand, because really out here, you got to know who you're listening to. You know what I mean? You got to be very mindful of what you're ingesting in. And I know a lot of my brothers and a lot of my sisters are involved in things and however, but I'm one that just does not judge. I like, so, you know, I'm a firm believer of it's not about the messenger all the time. Did you get the message? The message can come through somebody homeless, but we're judging them. But, you know, that was the energy of a shoe helping you to transform something. Although we ignored it, or we judged it, or we shunned it, so we missed the message, and we have to repeat cycles over and over and over again. And I've done plenty of that. Just let you know that when we stop ignoring the signs and we start to pay attention, and we may not always get it right sometimes. Some lessons are harder than others, right? But this life is one big school, period. So, you know, what are we learning? It's like I don't know. It's like something that is always like, what are you learning? Okay. All right, guys. So let's go ahead and hop into this lecture. And let's see what Lord has for powerful, you guys. It's powerful. I hope you guys enjoy it. And I'll be back to close out or even, you know, talk periodically through the lecture. But, yeah, you guys want to enjoy this one. All right, peace.
All right, peace, family, peace. We are now live. We are now live. Thank you, as usual, family, usual, for being patient with Brother Rich. I'm going to have a wonderful show lined up for y'all today. Y'all see who I got here. Lord Strayhorn, welcome back to the show, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Rich. It's a pleasure to be back.
Yeah, we're going to be getting in tonight, Supreme Mathematics family.
Yes, yes.
You know, so I want y'all to get comfortable. Hit the like button. Very important, hit the like button. Make sure you share the video with friends and family. I'm going to get to a few commercials, and we will be right back. All right, family, be right back.
Welcome to the Sacred Tree. This is Stardust Jewelry for the Collective. All of our pieces are spiritually downloaded, handcrafted, and created with the love and healing powers of all set. We pride ourselves on using nothing but the best crystals, 14-karat gold, and sterling silver to highlight the conductivity of this alchemical process. So many superpowers for us to tap into, and the crystals are here to help you. I always say whatever crystal you choose, it chooses you at the same time. It's a symbiotic relationship. So feel free to tap into the sacredtree.life to see what we have to offer. Rock.
It's the numeral vational session with King Diamond. Text your full name and date of birth to 347-496-1032. That's 347-496-1032. And get my book on Amazon now. September 4th in Florida. Cosmic Alignment with Billy Carson alongside Allison Ezra. And don't forget, King Diamond with Gina Divine. And don't forget the one and only Joshua Sara, all happening in Florida. Link 3/King Simon, the numeral beta for tickets.
Have a bad dream? I have dreams too. Some parts are scary and some parts are fun. Always remind yourself, it's only a dream and everything will be okay. I had a dream about being in a forest too. Check it out. My pet Petey was with me. Order your copy of Tale of Petey and the Forest on Amazon today.
All right, all right. We are now back, family. We are now back. Let me see what's going on in the chat. Make sure everybody's good in the chat. All right. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. Like I said, Lord Strayhorn, it's a pleasure to have you back on here again, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Indeed, indeed. Well, amazing show lined up today. You know, I named the show. First of all, I want to say this show is dedicated to this gentleman here. They say you got to honor your ancestors, and we do that in many ways.
I say,
brother, right here, Clarence. You want to tell the family who this is, Lloyd?
Yes, this is Clarence Edward Smith. He was born in Danville, Virginia on June 22nd of 1928, the same year as Minister Malcolm X. And in fact, what happens is during the 1950s, he went into the Korean War, but at that time he married a woman named Dora. And Dora had, by the time he had got back, she had joined the Nation of Islam. So when he returned from the war, as a result, he actually became a Muslim in the Nation of Islam. He taught martial arts, so he's in the Fruit of Islam, FOI, as they call it. And he therefore went out on his own later and founded what is called the 5% Nation. And in the Nation of Islam, he became from Clarence Smith to Clarence 13X. Because you know in the Nation of Islam, because we did not know our original last name, it became X. So X was the last name. So he became 13X, and it's interesting, numerically, he was born on the 22nd of the 4, and he became the 13th X, which I think is interesting, which is a 4. But on October the 10th of 1964, just 58 years ago, he founded the 5% Nation in Harlem. And to this day, there is a branch on 125th Street and 7th Avenue, 126th Street and 7th Avenue on the downtown side where you see, and in fact, he referred to himself as Allah the Father, Mm-hmm. And he founded the 5%, and it became 5% because here was the theory. 10% of the world population was the elite. They controlled the 85% of those that, as the Elijah Muhammad used to say, the deaf, the dumb, and the blind, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So 5%, which is where the name came from, was used that 5% was those that really knew the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth was to raise the consciousness of those 85% who was known as deaf, dumb, and blind.
Indeed, indeed. So I want to thank this brother right here, as well as yourself, for helping teaching us the importance of math, mathematics, the science of numbers, the esoteric principles of numbers. And, I'm just glad that brothers like y'all existed in our community for us to gain a thorough knowledge of who we are and to remember who we are. So once again, love and light to the brother Clarence the 13X, all right? And with that being said, Lord Strayhorn, so I understand, talking to you so many times, I'm understanding that numbers are carriers of information.
Yes. Yes, they are. And in fact, one of the things about Clarence 13X that founded he called it later the Nation of Gods and Earths. Gods represented the fathers or the men, and Earths represented the mothers or the women. Well, he came up with this formula called Supreme Mathematics. And when I met Minister Farrakhan on several occasions, he said what I did was called Supreme Mathematics. Now, and I was trying to figure out, because back in the 50s and the 60s, the world of numerology and astrology was so kind of like off base, because don't forget, everything was very Christian. You go to church every Sunday. We ain't having none of this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think he kept it under wraps, but it was simply his reference to acknowledge the higher side of numerology. In other words, that these numerals had an equation with the alphabets. So there was supreme mathematics and supreme alphabets.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? So the alphabets was taken from A to Z, the 26 letters, but they became as different. So A represented Allah, for example. B represented B, or born. C represents the C with the I, D with divinity, E equality, F the Father, G for God, et cetera, all the way down to Z, which is zigzag Z, which I think is interesting. And so these were all the things, and even then they had the 12 jewels. So everything was used around numbers. So, and I think now, because when I was coming up, people would walk around with their astrology books wrapped in a brown paper bag to keep it under wraps.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's how he came up with it. But now it's nothing to talk about astrology, numerology, palmistry, tarot, all of the esoteric sciences that are really tens of thousands of years old. Viewers, numerology is an ancient African science, because here's the thing. People say, well, listen, you know, Brother Rich, why you got this brother on the show? You know, that goes against God. No, religion is totally different than the science of numerology, because religion is a belief.
Mm-hmm.
This is why man go to war, although most of the great tenets of the religious body say thou shalt not kill one way or the other. But yet, ever since Cain killed Abel in the Bible, there's always been wars fought in the name of a God. The Irish and the Catholics, the Protestants and the Catholics, the Muslims and the Hindus, whatever the case is. So man has always been fighting, but I tell them, name me a war fought in the name of the zodiac sign of Virgo. They can't name one.
Mm.
Name me a war since man came upon this earth fought in the name of the number 8. They can't name one, because numerology or numbers is an ancient African science. That's the difference. So what I do is scientific, and those in religion, that is simply a belief system.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So once that's understood. You know, so when I say that the Bible is a numerology book, if you go to the Old Testament, the fourth book of Moses is called the Book of Numbers. Now, I didn't write that, brother, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And God instructed Moses on the second day of the second month to name the armies by their name and their pole. In fact, the 12 tribes of Israel that's mentioned in Islam, in Christianity, all of those 12 tribes numerically are described in the Old Testament, the fourth book of Moses, the book of Numbers.
So, you know, when we study, you know,
our people are so much into ancient Kemet, and we talk so much about ancient Kemet, and one of the words that you learn about in Kemet is Mayat. And from what I understand and what I'm hearing people say is that the word Nas actually comes from Mayat. So do you know the connection between Mayat and Nas?
No, not in that sense, but it makes total sense to me because numerically the name Maya under the Chaldean system has the 10, and that denotes, you know, the wheel of fortune. It denotes, and don't forget, and the fact when I say numerology is an ancient African science, if you look at the pyramid, the thing that makes the pyramid of Giza so unique is it's built at the exact center of the earth. You don't do that, helter-skelter. You just don't do that. I'm sorry. You know? So that is a way of being able to see that this is ancient. So it doesn't doubt it. In fact, when I was blessed to have Dr. Ben Yekinen on my show when I had a show on WBLS, WLIB in New York City, he then explained about the ancient astrological hieroglyphs on the walls of Egypt. Numbers have always been used. And just imagine a world without numbers. You know what I'm saying? How can people tune in? How can people call? So when the pandemic started in March of 2020, I posed the question, you know, everybody had these challenge contests. How long can you hold your breath? How long can you do this or that? And my challenge was I held a crisp $100 bill up that says, this is yours, but you must tell me when you get up in the morning how you're going to start that day and end that day without using numbers. It's impossible. You either get a call, make a call, you're going to see what time it is, whatever the case is. You can't do anything without numbers. For an athlete, for example, one of the greatest honors is to have his or her number retired from the franchise. Never have to use again in sport. You go to an accountant, you want to know whether you got to pay taxes or you get the money back. You go to a dentist, each tooth in your mouth is assigned a number. So there's nothing you can do without numbers. And I've always told people if they don't believe in numerology, please send me your paycheck. I have been waiting for quite some time. So somebody will give us some numbers.
What would you say to somebody who feels like certain numbers are following them? Like we're saying numbers are carriers of information. Some people feel like 3-3 keeps following them everywhere they go. Person specifically?
To a degree, yes, because in my book, Numbers in You, I have a chapter called Numerology and Thought Reading. Nowadays, when people see numbers frequently, the most commonly seen number that most people tell me is 1111. That is to be the piece of number that people see repeated the most. But those are now called angel numbers. Angel numbers follow you. It's almost like angels are supposed to be protected. So maybe these numbers are a sign. So if a person says to me, okay, Lord, I keep seeing 333, well, those three numbers add up to the single digit of a 9. So it means that this person subconsciously could be about ready to let go of something or begin to fulfill a dream or plan a trip, or the person involved could have been an Aries or Scorpio or Leo or born on the 9th, the 18th, or the 27th. So I mean, all of this is just fantastic what numerology does.
Indeed. So what's the deal with this number? You know, we're in the times when, you know, humanity's awakening. A lot of humanity is still dead and asleep. And we always hear people refer to the 144,000. We always hear about the number 144. So is there anything you could tell us about this number? I'm asking you about a couple of numbers, but 144.
Yeah.
I know it's 24 hours in a day, and that equals 1,440 minutes a day. And, like, there's so many things that got this number 144. So what's the deal with that number?
You know, it's interesting. Every time I hear 44, I can't help but think of Red Pill and Blue Pill.
The Blue Pill, that's number
44.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about 44, that's it. Well, 144, first of all, adds up to a 9. Okay? Again, 9 is, and in fact, in numerology or numbers, you can't go any higher than 9. A person will say, well, Lloyd, what about 10? Well, 1 plus 0 is back to 1. What about 11? 1 plus 1 is back to 2. That's what got me hooked on numerology, such ease in how it took to learn the science of numerology. So since 144 adds up to a 9, it's a number of completion, finality. It is a number of closure. It is a number that brings about inspiration, motivation. It's a number that's also international, universal, global. It is a number that
indicates our desire to be the master of their fate, the captain of their ship.
Mm.
In other words, it's a number that doesn't take orders well.
Mm.
And it's associated with the planet of Mars, the military planet,
mm.
and thus attracting Aries in its influence, Scorpios in its influence, and in a minor way, astrologically speaking, Leos.
So what about, I seen somebody posted 911. Why do you, I don't know if I asked you this the last time we talked. Why did they choose 911 as an emergency herald?
That the 11th card is called a grief, danger, grief, and deception.
Uh-huh.
So when you add up the 11, so when you call 911, that adds up to an 11. Now, here's the paradox. In one sense, 11 is considered a master number in numerology. But in the tarot card, it denotes grief and deception is caused by members of the opposite sex, things of that nature, trials and tribulations. So when a person is calling 911, it ain't about inviting me to a party. There's normally some drama on the other side of that number.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So why it was designated like that, I don't know. I remember when Bloomberg was in the office of the mayor, he then created 311, which is for information.
Right.
Well, happened to have been born on the 14th day of February, 1 plus 4 is 5, and if you add 311, that adds up to 5, and 5 represents information, things like that. People will say, what's the 411? So we've always talked about numbers in numerical forms. I got a 9 to 5. We all know what that means. You know, in baseball, it's the seventh inning stretch. You know, so numbers have always been like people at sixes and sevens, odds and whatever, because it's odd and even number. So there's always numbers that speak to us symbolically, you know. Our person's behind the eight ball. Most people have heard about that. You know, so there's always some language around numbers that when a person hears, they know what it means. But 911 is definitely about some drama, no question.
Mm, indeed. So let's talk about, let's use the supreme mathematics to, and when I say supreme, I know Farrakhan, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, he complimented you and said, you met him before, he said what you was doing with supreme mathematics, right? You met
yep.
the minister?
Yep. Yeah,
that's the main compliment, man.
I felt so too, and every time I've seen it, I saw him about maybe a total of 3 or 4 times in the course of everything over 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
But he always remembered me and always referred to what I do as supreme mathematics. Now, I don't think he got it from Allah the Father, who became Allah the Father is the original name of Clarence 13X, because
mm-hmm.
he was 13X and he became Allah the Father or Allah Father. Period.
Mm-hmm.
The point is that the universal language in this universe is mathematics.
Yes.
A computer is generated on just two numbers alone, ones and zero.
Mm-hmm.
Now, imagine if you do the other 8 numbers in there. You know how wide it would go, but all the computers are run upon the principles of the ones and zeros. So
mm-hmm.
numbers have a great influence, but then there's the esoteric side of it, which is what I believe the 5 percenters are about taking those numbers and equivalent, because see, each letter in a name is assigned a number.
Mm.
And even Shakespeare once said, what's in a name? The response was everything. So this is why people will change their names. Many celebrities have changed their names. Judge Simmons, I think, was DMX. George Latour Wallace was Biggie Smalls. I mean, you've got countless artists that have changed. In fact, on TV One, there was a Gene Carne, the famous singer. He approached me, and I added an E to the last letter of her name because it was C-A-R-N, and I put a C-A-R-N-E. Well, she said her next CD after that was a best-selling CD because I aligned her name in alignment with the birthday. See, the birthday indicates what you're here to learn. The birthday, when you take the month, the day, and the year you're born, whatever that final number is, it indicates what grade you're in the school of life. But it is your name that denotes your natural talents, gifts, skills, and abilities, even if you didn't go to school.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why you have some people that are naturally, found their natural gifts. They'll say, wow, that person is naturally gifted. Well, maybe they were blessed to find their true gifts. But all of us have gifts. And that's determined by taking the letters of your name. So the rule is to have your name in harmony with your birthday so you can become what is called subtort.
let's use, you know, a lot of the numerologists and astrologists use celebrities because people could identify with the celebrities and learn from the numbers because we know things about the celebrities. So let's use, since you're saying people change their names to align with what they're trying to achieve, let's look at somebody who's been in the news lately, Kanye West. So he was going, his name was Kanye West, and he legally changed his name to Ye, just Y and E. So from a numerologist's point of view, do you see a difference in vibration or information?
Yes, because when you change the name, you change the frequency of the name. So he's Kanye West, he's a Gemini born on the 8th of June. But an 8 is a money number, by the way. Most people on an 8, born on the 8th to 17th to 26th, normally generate a lot of money, work a lot of, have a lot of money. But I just saw recently he changed it. Why he changed it, I do not know. I don't know whether he talked to anybody, but I know under, now it's all depending on what system you're using. So, for example, if he's under the Pythagorean system, Y is a 7. Uh-huh. And E is a 5, which would make 12, which is 3, because 1 plus 2 is 3. Uh-huh. Under the Chaldean system, Y is a 1, and E is still a 5, which would make 6. Uh-huh. 3 is his opposition number, so I'm assuming he might have used the Chaldean system. But 6 is one of his numbers, because his key numbers are the 8, 6, and 5 from his date of birth, because every single one of us have certain numbers that will follow us, regardless of whatever name we change, married into, religiously or whatever the case is, but the birth date is unshakable. That is the number that points north in the direction of a person's life. So when he has that, what that tells me is this. Of all the numbers that tend to generate money in this country, it is the number 6 and the number 8. And by the way, you possess 2 of them. So maybe since he's born on an 8 and he's now changed his name to a 6, what reason, I don't know yet, because there's so much controversy going on about what he's saying, White Lives Matter t-shirts, all this other stuff. I can't keep up with all these things. But the point is that that name will change the frequencies and bring more Tauruses to him, more Libras to him, or anybody born on the 6th, the 15th, or the 24th into his life as well.
Interesting. Let's talk about the year. I mean, I know you and King Simon always tell me, October, November, December is like the preview months to what's going to happen the next year.
Yeah.
So let's talk about 2023. What's going down from your numerologist perspective on 2023?
The nice thing about it is these numbers are very simple.
Battery level.
So when they say the universal year, that means no matter where you are on this planet Earth, whether you're here or no matter where, everybody will feel the influence of the number 7 energy.
Mm-hmm.
7 is very spiritual.
The 5%ers, I think the sign, let's look at, let me pull this up real quick.
In fact, the sign is in the name of Allah, and it has a star and a crescent and the number 7.
Pull it up for the families. For those who aren't familiar.
Yeah. Because they come displayed outside of the building there in Harlem on 123rd Street and
7th
Avenue.
And a lot of melanated people across the planet resonate with the number 7, and I always hear about the number 7. So what's the deal? It's a 7-year, so is that good for the melanated man?
It's good for people know how to understand it. Most people have challenges in a 4 universal year and a 7 universal year. 4 is the number of restrictions. That means people got to tighten up their act. They got to, it's waste not, lend not, borrow not. It means you got to deal with your need before you want. You might want this, but you need to deal with that. It's a kind of a thing that makes you restrictive and makes you get yourself more structured and organized. 7, however, is spiritual. And so don't forget, we live in a society now, Brother Rich, that's more material, money, career, jobs, cash, or emotional, relationship, girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, this, that, and the other. But 7 is a number of spirituality, and 7 is a cycle that makes you go within. Mm. 7 is known, it is the cycle you enter where you begin to do some self-analysis. It makes you say, why do I do the things I do? And that's one of the things, and yet 7 is very, very profound. 7 is also a magnetic number, and here's what's interesting about 7. even in nature, it calls seven rules nature. There are 7 days in the week, seven colors in the rainbow, seven notes in the musical scale, seven continents on the planet, seven holes in the body, seven this, seven that, the seven deadly sins, the seven virtues, the seven wonders of the world, the seven wonders of the ancient world, and on and on. But it's so ironic because seven has always been found associated with God and or religion. So, for example, if you look at the supreme alphabets that was established by the 5% nation, the seventh number was called God, which makes sense because God is the seventh number. So in this country, in a couple of months, there will be the celebration of Christmas, which is the 25th. 2 + 5 = 7 with Christ. Then if you look at Bishop Desmond Tutu, he's born on the 7th. Elijah Muhammad, the founder of the Nation of Islam, was born also on the 7th of October. Then if you look at Mary Baker Eddy, she was born in the 7th month on the 16th day. 1 + 6 = 7. If you look at Charles Russell, the founder of Jehovah's Witness, he was born on the 16th and 7th. If you go to, if a Muslim goes to Mecca to make his Hajj around the Kaaba stone, he must circle it 7 times. And even in the Bible, they talk about they circled the walls of Jericho 7 times. They sounded the trumpet 7 times, and the walls came tumbling down. So the nature of seven is, it's not the kind of year that most people are accustomed to about making that cash money, you know, getting into a relationship, but there is a way to get it. And seven is magnetic in its energy, which means if you chase after something, it will elude you. And so if the person is walking around all next year saying, Rich, I have no money, I have no money, you know what the seven energy will do? They will make sure you don't have a penny, okay? It becomes a self-fulfilled prophecy. So in the world of relationships, in the world of finance, to get what you want, you don't chase after it, you magnetize it to you. And the illustration I gave is like when a person has a vision board, right? You know, with the vision board, they cut out dollar signs, they post it up there, cars, yachts, all this stuff. So see on the mental screen of your mind that which you would want in the material and emotional world. And then you hold that vision, and then as the elders say, you let go and let God chase after it. It will always be in sight, but out of reach. So that is how it is. But this is when people go back to church, they become born-again Christians, they go get psychic readings. They have strange and prophetic dreams. It indicates those under the signs of Cancer and Pisces will be the beneficiaries of next year, as well as anybody born on the 2nd, the 7th, the 11th, the 16th, the 20th, the 25th, or the 29th of any month. They will be the beneficiaries. All of us will benefit. But it simply means that just don't do things helter-skelter. Try to figure out why you're doing the things you do. And it's also a cycle of secrets revealed. The things that have been hidden underneath the surface will come to the top. So there's a lot of things going on in the world. People maybe find out things about themselves that they didn't know, but there will be a sense of rediscovery. That's what it will be.
So if next year is a 7 year, each of us, you know, y'all say we're a certain number. Our birthdays equal a certain number. Like I'm a number 8. So eights have a certain relationship with seven. Fives have a relationship with number 7. So everybody will have a different relationship. All the numbers will have a different relationship with this number 7 next year, right?
Exactly. And how you determine, see, there's the universal year that affects the whole world, no year that affects you. So if I says, okay, let's say we take somebody born September the 17th and add up the year instead of 2022, we add 2023. Well, when I take that month, that day, that year, this particular person born on September the 17th, going into the year 2023, will be in a sixth personal year. And six has to do, I call it the romance and finance cycle, the cycles of births, marriages, pregnancies, separations, divorce, moving into a home, moving out of a home, things of that nature. So getting back to what Simon and I was alluding to, October is always the preview month. It's like you take a person to the movies, but before they see the movie, they see the trailers. Well, it's always late September into October that gives you a snapshot of what is to be. So for you, since you are now in a six personal month, because right now you're in a five personal year, so when I add five to the 10th calendar month of October. That adds to 15. So that denotes for you this year money, gifts, and favors from others or anybody born on September the 8th, the September the 17th, or September the 26th. They have been in a six-personal month. So it has to do with adjustments, home, family, maybe in the case of your son, about schooling, situations like that, improvements of the home. It also is a money cycle. It means the cycle where the person goes back to school or they take up a course or a seminar or retreat or workshop. It always deals with finance. It deals with property, real estate, things of that nature. It also deals with the health. So therefore, there may be a change in the Brother Rich family, the way y'all are doing things. Y'all always been focused on your dietary laws, but even more so in another way that's leading either to better health, if that makes sense.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? Mm. So then by the time January of 2023 comes, you will be in what is called full effect. And because one of your key numbers after the number 8, because you're born on the 17th, is the 6th, I expect it to be a very good year for you financially and emotionally. And if you come up being a dad for the second time, I wouldn't be surprised. I ain't trying to start no stuff.
You already did by saying that. But you're on point, man, because I'm thinking about certain things that's has been going on in my household just in the month of October. And when you brought up the health thing, and we stepped it up in terms of health and certain things that we've been doing.
Yeah.
So definitely, wow, that's impressive, because you're saying this is the preview month. That's impressive.
Yeah, it gives you a snapshot of what is to be. It's like, here's another illustration. You know, as adults, we go to bed at nighttime, then wake up in daylight. Well, there's been a time when we all hung out all night long, and we saw the darkness gradually turn into the day. So if you can think of it like that, in October, it's like being in the dark, but by the time we get gradually to January, the first day of that year, now we're coming into the daylight. So my thing is, yes, you're getting a preview in October, but by the year of January of 2023, day one, it's now in what is called full effect.
Right. Wow, this is interesting. How about, you know what we usually do? We usually do readings. Let's do a few.
Depends on what personal year they're in.
What I want to do is, when they give their birthday, we could tell them what they can expect for 2023. Like you did with me. So we could gear up and get ready for the next year.
Now let me tell you where we can help the viewers. All they have to do is take a piece of paper and take the month and day they're born. But instead of taking the year, they add the year they want to know about, in this case, 2023. So that is how you do it. So if they're not sure, I'll figure it out for them. But they just take the month and day they're born, and then they add to it the year of 2023. So they just can go back in your past. That's a beautiful thing. Well, what personal year was that when I got married? What personal year was that when I launched my business? What personal year was that when I stepped out on faith? What personal year was the greatest year? Because everything is cyclical, just like the weather. Everything is cyclical.
Right.
Hold up. Then you can project years up the road, what your personal cycle will be.
Indeed. I got somebody that hit me with a Cash App. I want you to get to them first.
Okay, sure.
This is November 10th.
November 10th?
Yes.
They will be in a one personal year. Well, now, here's what makes it interesting. And what I did was I took November the 10th in my head and added it to the year 2023. So if you think of it as 2 and 1 plus 7 equals 10. Well, here's the thing about it. This person is, you said November the 10th, am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the interesting part is the fact that they're in a one personal year and their date of birth adds up to 1, because 1 plus 0 is 1. Means that this is going to be a very, very dynamic year for this individual. This is always the cycle when people begin to start anew. They begin to do what's in their best interest. It's not about what the kids want. It's not about what the mates want. It's not about what other people want. It's about what they want for themselves. And the illustration I tell this in a one cycle year like this person, this is the time when they have to be selfish, because what they're doing coming up for the 2023 year indicates that whatever they do will set the stage for the next 9 years. So let's say this person has got a person that's called them all the time that's really a pain, okay, then don't let them occupy calling you too much in your one cycle year, because whatever you started, it's like planting a seed. What seed do you want to grow for the next 9 years, okay? Mm-hmm. So let's say he's saying, well, can I see myself living here? So even though this particular person may not have the ways, the means, wherewithal, resources at this point, the fact that he is planting the seeds of his desire going into one cycle year means that by the time this 9-year cycle is complete going around, believe me, he won't be in the same place. But anytime your personal year is matching his date of birth, that is a very, very good sign. So that means he will get a raise or promotion. This is when people normally go into their own business to get raises. They want to be more independent and self-reliant. Mm-hmm. And so they're three best friends of me, myself, and I.
Indeed. Just to let the family know, we'll probably go for about 30, 40 minutes doing this. So if we don't get to you, don't be mad. But, you know, as always, I get to the people who, obviously, there's people who are paying to get their reading at this point. But, yeah, we're going to try to get to as many of y'all.
Yeah, now I'll probably pick your site so we can get to as many as possible.
Yeah, yeah, don't go too long on each one, Lloyd. So
I won't.
But let me get to this person. Seeing somebody on Cash App. Give me a second. Yeah, this is good that we're able to do this. And even if you don't get a reading, he may read a number 7, and that may be you.
Yes.
So you may get a reading and not even know you, just so pay close attention to everybody. And even if it's not you, it may be your girl, it may be your dude, it may be your mother. So pay attention to all of these readings, family, because they're going to apply to you or somebody you know.
That's why I was saying how they can help themselves is by taking their month and day and adding it instead of their year of birth. They add the year they want to know about in this case. So even if they don't get on, they might say, oh, I'm in the one personal year also. And that applies to them as well.
Let's get to this this reading. What's this? This is June 6th, right? This is July 23rd. This is Live With Nature. Somebody hit me up on Cash App, Live With Nature. July 23rd, my brother.
Okay, so that means they would be in a, believe it or not, a 7/14/21. They will be in a, did I do that right? Yep. They would be in a one personal year also. That means, but this person is born in July on the 7th, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Or the 16th?
The 23rd.
July 23rd, excuse me. July 23rd. So that means that they, being a Leo 5 person, they will be also in a position to start something new. The difference between the person born November the 10th and this one born on July the 23rd, that means people born on the 23rd tend to be in position where they always know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody to get them to the next step. So with this person starting in a one cycle year, they should take advantage of this cosmic gift that's come with their date of birth and make use of it by new contacts, new experiences, new exposures, new ventures. Everything is new. That's the nature of a one, a new attitude, a new way of looking at things.
Mm-hmm.
They go to the same place countless times, but the place they go countless times, they go, like people visit New York. As many times as I visit New York, I've never been to the Empire State Building, but they do something new over and above that. And then one blues the sign of Leo, which is his sign. So in the case of the last one, the one side of the year grew his birthday. In the case of this one, July 23rd, their one cycle year governs their zodiac sign of Leo, because it means Leos and Aquarians and Aries will also be favored for this person coming into their life.
All right, let's get to Shadeja McGriff, December 26th. Do you need to know the year or just the month?
Oh, I don't need to know the year.
Okay, so this is December 26th.
Well, they are entering what is called a 9 personal year. So, you know, in the Bible, they talk about the Alpha, which is the one, she's in the Omega side of the equation. So that means this year, that means this month, late December into this month, this person woke up and said, you know what? I don't think I need this. I don't think I need that. And if somebody had been straddling the fence in their life, their attitude is, you know, I don't think I need you either. I think I need to let you go. That is the nature of a 9. It is a number of closure. of endings, that enough is enough. And it could also be with some personal habits they got that has not been in their best interest. So anything or anyone that's toxic, non-productive, negative, it is a time to let them go and cut that loose. But it is also a cycle, on the other hand, of fulfilling dreams. So, for example, she may have been sitting, or this person may have been sitting on an idea that's been for the longest time, or had a desire to do something for the longest time, but now they get an opportunity to manifest it in a nine-person year, and it also deals with travel. And because this person will be entering a nine-person year, it means that the people who will assist them will be born on the 9th, the 18th, or the 27th of the month, or under the signs of Aries, Scorpio, or in a minor way, Leo.
Indeed, indeed. Let's get to, this is Chantilly, December 27th. So the last one's the 26th. This one is the 27th.
Well, this one will be in a one-personal year. So of the four callers we had, three of them are entering a one-cycle year.
Mm-hmm.
So this person, Chantilly tells me she's a very powerful person going into a very powerful cycle where she's about doing her. In other words, what's in this for me? What am I getting out of this? She's normally, again, this is when people decide that they want to start their own business. They get raises, they get promotions, they become entrepreneurs, they become innovators, pioneers. That is the mindset that they have. But it is also an attitude about, let's take this to a whole nother level to do what's in my best interest. Again, it is a cycle where you plant in the one cycle. What is it that you wish to do or look forward to for the next 9 years? Well, this is the year that gets that process started. And like the other person born on November the 10th and July 23rd, this person born December the 27th, they will find that the people that will help them will be the 9th, the 18th, or the 27th. And since she is born on the 27th of the month, that will be of help to them, as well as Leos and Aries and Aquarius.
My Lord, some of the people, oh, man, y'all gonna be mad at me.
And people in uniform are attracted to this sister too.
Oh yeah, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, police, military, construction, sanitation, bus driver, something with a uniform.
Oh boy. All right. Let's get to I lost some of the ones in the super chat that started out. Yeah. Oh well. Give me 1 second, y'all.
Mm-hmm. But again, while you're doing that, let me remind them, it's easy to find your personal year. You simply take the month and the day you were born, but add it to the year in question of whatever happened in the past, present, or the future. A person will say, well, you know, what year am I going to be in 2030? Well, all they got to do is take their month and date of birth and add the year 2030, and they'll have a good idea, although it's not here yet. They will have an idea that 6 years from now, 4 years from now, whatever the case may be, they know they will be at a whole nother place in time and be prepared way in advance.
Let's get to Shoshana, and that's July 2nd.
Mm-hmm. She will be entering a seven personal year. Now, here's the thing. Her key numbers from her birthday are the 2, 7, and 6. So not only is entering a seven personal year, but 7 is one of her secondary numbers. Not only that, 7 means Cancers will help her, which she's a Cancer, so she's going to be helping herself. Pisces will assist her, or anybody born on the 2nd, that's her, or the 7th, the 11th, the 16th, the 20th, the 25th, or the 29th of the month. But it tells me for Shoshana, don't chase after what you want. Magnetize what you want by simply thinking about it. But again, if she's walking around, I don't have a mate, I don't have any money, 7 will become, 7 tends to give you what you think about.
Mm.
Or whatever you're thinking about. And this goes for everybody because we're entering a 7 universal year. So if it's negative, simply say cancel, cancel. The word cancel, cancel will nullify any negative thinking you have about yourself or situation. But if you're thinking if you think you don't have no money, the source for the 7 universal year will make sure you don't have no money. So when you go out the door toward it, you should go another way.
And magnetize it more. 7.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the nature of it. you think about it, and then you magnetize it. That's one of the, that's why seven is a very challenging time for most people when they go through it, because they're chasing after the dollar. They're chasing after the love. But the seven is a cycle where you chase, you magnetize it. That's why the elders say you let go and let God.
Let God. Indeed. Let's get the some of y'all who sent me a super chat in the very beginning. I got logged out of StreamYard, so I lost some of the super chats, so I can't go back and see it for whatever reason. So I do apologize. I don't know if there's a way y'all could just hit up the chat and let me know. I don't know, but we're gonna keep it moving. We're gonna keep it moving. We're gonna get to the next person. Let's see. Yeah, be patient with me. Sundeen, Divine Allah, February 10th.
So believe it or not, this person is also going through a one.
Another person?
You know, whenever I'm on a show, there's always a number or sign that pops up.
That keeps popping up. You're right. You're right. Why did that happen? Why is that? Why is that? You think you're right.
I have no idea. I don't question it. I let go and let God. I know when it's not what I'm at.
This
person is also going into one person. Yeah, except the thing with Sun, Deen, Divine, Allah.
And King. Sun King. My fault. King.
Sun King. Excuse me. Sun King. The point is, with him in a 1 year, which means he starts fresh. He starts new. It's like having a blackboard, you know, and it's all nice and clean, and now you want to draw the desires of what you want for the next 9 years. Well, that's him. Not only that, though, but he, like the one born November the 10th, is also born in a one. So the fact that his one personal year is matching his date of birth as a one is even more the term they use in astrology, is auspicious for this brother. It's going to be very, very good for him. He almost has no excuse. And let me tell you, what you don't do in the one cycle year, if you fail to do it, you got to wait till the next 9 year cycle will occur, and that won't be until the year 2032. That long, they know something. Don't know.
Sun King, make it happen.
Cyclical. Everything is cyclical in nature.
Yeah. All right, let's get to it. Let's keep it moving. Let's get to the next one. 4-8. Sun Kisser, 4-8.
Okay, this person here, since I'm looking at it, that's a 2. Believe it or not, this person is also in a one-person
year. Oh, man. Wow, the universe is funny. It's a comedian, huh?
Yeah, yes it is.
Wow.
And what that means to this person is that this person will start anew, except they are under a different sign. They're under the sign of Aries and an 8. Now, 8 is a business number. 8 normally deals with money. They know how money should be done. So in this case, it tells me this person's going to be starting probably a new career, a new business, a new enterprise, definitely getting a raise or promotion, because eights are always your executives, your CEOs, CFOs. They do well in real estate, banking, things of that nature. So this person is coming into a fresh thing. So yes, they could be born in 1965 because this culture gets caught up into the age. So this person is going to start out with a whole fresh new attitude altogether. He may be retiring. Let's say he's thinking about retiring. He's retiring because he wants to do something on his own. He wants to bring those years of expertise on a job or whatever the case is to be more independent and self-reliant and call things on his terms, because that's how it is. And in the one cycle, your three best friends are me, myself, and I.
Okay, next one, 2-7, February 7th. Divine Goddess.
Well, this person is in a 7 personal year. Now, this is a case where their personal year is also matching the universal year. So that means that this person has to get right with themselves. This person should not chase after love, but more magnetize it. They should not chase after money, but more magnetize it. Now, what do I mean in this case? She's saying that. So I gave the illustration of the vision board. So instead of putting things on a vision board, you put it on the mental screen of your mind. Mentally, you know, we daydreaming, we're dreaming about this, that, and other. Well, that's how she should see it on her mind. If it's love she wants to, she goes into this movie in her mind, and, you know, the curtains open up and on the screen, she plays the love scene that she wants. If it's about money, she plays that. If she wants a car, whatever it is, put it on the mental screen of her mind. But this year, more than likely, she's going to open up the year at home, church, prayer, or meditation. Normally when a person enters a 7 personal year, it's about not party time. It's more reflective. It's more soul searching about what do I need to do with my life.
All right. One Serenity Seeker is November 27th.
And this person is in a 9 personal year, which also seems a number repeated after 1, which is 9.
Mm-hmm.
This person also is born on the 27th, which is a 9. So this person is at the end of a 9-year cycle, where now this person is thinking in terms of, I need to cut my losses. I need to get rid of anything or anyone or any situation that's been a drag on my resources, a drag on my time and attention, my money, and any effort that I make. And so that's it. It's going to be a year of dreams fulfilled. And so here's the thing about her birthday. It indicates she will succeed as a productive her, as a result of her productive intellect. So if people, especially guys, just looking at her physically, she's got more than what people see on the surface. She's got a lot of wit. She's got a lot of common sense, and she's very determined. She doesn't take orders well, which is why she gets along better with the males than the females, to be honest.
That's what happens when females don't get along with other females? They don't?
Well, she'll try to, but I would say she has very few. If I had to say the status of the rank, she probably has far more male friends than female friends. So what she would do in dating somebody, let's say she's dating somebody new, she says, listen, I always have a lot of male friends. Tell a guy 3 months in the relationship because we're creatures of habit. So this way, if a lot of guys are calling her or she's calling a lot of guys, it can't be said, yo, we did not have this conversation going up front. I've always got along better with males.
Hey, Serenity, let us know if that's true. You got a lot of male friends, Serenity? Let us know.
The fire sign with a fire number, so she's passionate. So you can talk that gamble, you know, I got this exotic car around the corner. Because her attitude is, well, let's go around the corner and get in and go for a ride, okay? She will call you on it. She don't play.
All right. Spicy. All right. Let's get to the next one. Mo Clark, February 24th.
This person is going to enter a 6th personal year. And what makes it nice is they're born on the 24th day and 2 + 4 = 6. So in this case with Mo Clark, that means she's going to be making, or he or she is going to be making adjustments. They're going to, and again, this is called the romance and finance cycle. It rules love, marriage, separation, divorce, birth, pregnancy, moving into a home, moving out of a home, going back to school, getting involved in a weight loss or exercise program. But it's also a cycle where they become a service to humanity, a service to the community in some way, shape, or form. It also indicates that if they say something, they need to follow through and not just have lip service. And this person will always be helped to influence your women, whether it's let's assume Mo is a guy. That means his mate, his daughter, a sister, a mother, an auntie. But influential women will always, influential men come into the life, but not so much women. He'll probably get his love much quicker through a woman than through a guy.
Mm-hmm. I see now, wait, I want to show you something real quick.
This is going to be a big one.
Remember I told Serenity said, you're so correct. He was right. He's been around all them dudes, man. Come on, Serenity. You was
She's up front. She is the kind of woman that what you see is what you get. Don't expect her to bite her tongue. She don't roll like that. She just doesn't.
Right.
So if you don't want to get your feelings, so you need to come correct, because if you got game, she's going to squash it. It's just that simple.
Okay. September 15th.
Okay, well, this person is different. This person is going through a 4 personal year. This person means the cycle that they're about to enter means they need to hit the brakes. They need to slow it down. They need to get it together, take their time, and they need to be very organized about what they're doing. This is not a year to kind of do things on impulse, step out on faith. They said that will be a 22, so I don't know how he added it up. But if he added up in the way that it is coming out to a 22, that means that this person will be evolved at a very high level this year. It means all ideas and concepts can be made and turned into some form of reality for this person. That's exactly what that means. This means also that people under the sign of Aquarius, under the sign of Gemini, under the sign of Leo, or people born on the 1st or the 4th, the 10th or the 13th, the 19th, 22nd or 28th or 31st of the month will be equally important in their affairs before the year is over.
All right, let's get to Black. January 13th.
This person will be entering a three-person year. Now, they will be entering what is called their good luck cycle. They will be entering a cycle called prosperity, where things will begin to open up for them. They will find that all the what they've done for the last 2 years, they will now begin to see the fruits of their efforts bearing fruit, coming to bear, okay? And so this is a cycle where they can take chances, they gain some chance, things of that nature. It also indicates they're going to be working on a self-improvement program on themselves in some way, shape, or form, whether it's weight, whether it's appearance, whether it's their job, whether it's their living environment. It is about making all those things become a reality for the better for them. They will find that Pisces and Sagittarians will be of help to them, or anybody born on the 3rd, the 12th, the 21st, or the 30th of the month will help them too. It's going to be a fun cycle for them. It's going to be a cycle where, okay, I can breathe a bit and have some fun.
Let's do Queen Melanin, 3-6.
Okay, she will be entering, since she's a 7, she will be entering a 7 personal year.
She will another 7.
Yes. Notice most of them are 1s or 9s and then 7. That seems to be the pattern, okay?
I should play that number tomorrow. 197.
I was going to say, don't think anybody in this room will think about, okay, 197. It comes out, okay? And then, by the way, that ends the 17th, by the way. First number, 197, just for the numerical fact of the matter, okay? Mm. But in this case, this person normally is very, very well-liked, very popular, very engaging, very beautiful and attractive in their own way. But at the same time, they're going to have to turn everything from being outward to turn it inward, to not chase after, but magnetize. And 6 is a magnetic number anyway. But it's different. It's magnetic in the material, financial world. But 7 is magnetic in the more spiritual world. And since she will be going into a spiritual entity, whatever she wants to attract in that world she's accustomed to should not be chased after, but more thought of or focused on in her mind, and then let go and let God, because 7 is magnetic in its energy. It also means she's going to get better in her craft, whatever her expertise is. So from her birthday, she would have done well either in the arts, she would have done well in real estate, banking, or law, or she would have done well in service, from teaching, counseling, social work, life coach, a personal trainer, things of that nature. So she's got a lot. She's born the same day as Shaquille O'Neal, Michelangelo, and a couple other famous people of note.
Man, I know this is real fun for the people to hear. It's not only fun, but it's so helpful. I always tell the story of I was having a slow day. I was working and I was having a slow day. This is probably like, 2022? This is probably 13 years ago or something, 13, 14 years ago. And King Simon said, man, you were number 8, man. What the fuck? Put your head up, man. You were number 8. You ain't got nothing to worry about, man. Money going to come to you, brother.
Yeah.
And you don't know what words from somebody who could tap into the spirit realm might mean to you when you need it at that moment, at that time. It means the world. So I could imagine these readings just like 14 years ago when he told me that. And I was like, yeah. And I snapped out of my down state. I could imagine what these brief readings you're doing for these individuals do to them and their soul. And that's the importance of stuff like this, because you're actually telling them who they are on an energetic level. And we're more on an energetic level than we are on a physical level.
Yeah.
We're more of that than we are of this. So which
17 is called the 8-pointed star of Venus, which is the 2 success, the number of immortality. John D. Rockefeller found that he became a multi-billionaire born on the 17th. J.P. Morgan, another billionaire born on the 17th. Muhammad Ali born on the 17th. Boxers were getting paid next to nothing. And in fact, the New York Stock Exchange was founded on May 17th.
Ooh, that's deep.
Yeah.
Stock Exchange.
Yeah.
Wow. Just a side note for anybody who's sending in a super chat or cash app, we're not guaranteed to get to you today. We're going to get to a lot of people, but it's not a guarantee. As you can see, there's a lot of people lined up. So we're going to get to who we can get to. And
then I'll share my information later. If they
yeah, let's share the information. You can contact the brother, and he'll definitely work something out with you, you know, in the future or whatever. But, yeah, not guaranteeing. You can if you want, but we're gonna keep it moving. He's going to do these fast. Like, everybody loves when we do this. I love when you do this. I learn a lot. And but let's continue with this. Let's get to Karen. Karen is December 29th.
Okay, well, she will be entering a fun cycle year herself. She will be entering a three-personal year. So things about to open up for Karen. Things about to get better for her, especially in her financial realm, because it is called the number of lady luck. It is called the number of prosperity. And it is called, for that reason, a good love cycle, because three is associated with Jupiter. So if you go to any astrologer, they want to know where Jupiter is in your chart, because that indicates where all your blessings will come from. And so this way, in fact, around about late February, March, she's going to change her hair altogether. She's going to lose weight. She's going to get serious about all of that. But she is about to enter a fun cycle. So there's going to be a lot of flirting going on. She's also going to attract people from different cultures and things of that nature. She's going to say, what in the world is going on? And so this is her year to have some fun. It's going to be a year that's going to bring about all of that over the last 2 years that she may have planted the seeds and took her time. Now she's going to see all the fruits of those efforts.
Let me ask you this, Lloyd. Now, a lot of people consider the Great Reset, and I was one of them. That was like, 2020 was the, it just went. You still there? Because my screen just went black.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So a lot of people consider 2020 the Great Reset, and a lot of people was calling that year zero. Year 2021, year one. Year 2022, year two. And 2023 would be year three. So if we did call it year three, what would that mean to me, Purple? Like, if since I'm an eight, and because she's entering the three, so that's what made me think of that. If next year is three, what would that mean for me?
Well, three would denote for you because your numbers are the 8, 6, and 5. 3 and 8 get along very, very well. The fact that says the two numbers that 8 gets along most with are 6s and 3s, which means Librans, Sagittarians, and Pisces, and Tauruses.
It's funny, you just named my son, Libra, my lady, Sagittarius, and one of my closest friends is a Pisces.
He just named the whole crew. You named the whole crew. This shit is strange. That's why I started getting out. I said, I think your lady is a Sagittarius, so-and-so. Mm. So we're all inextricably tied together through numbers. And see, there is not a bad number. First of all, ask me, well, how do you know a number is bad? Easy. If you're blocking people's blessings, Brother Rich, if you stand in the way of somebody's progress or hating on them, obviously you're living on the bad side of that number. Every number from 1 to 9 brings to the table its own contribution.
Mm. Indeed. All right, let's get to the next one. Toria, she's a regular on this channel. Shout out to Toria. She is July 3rd.
She's heading into a money cycle. Things about to get real nice for her. Trust me.
That's why she got the money bag there?
I guess so. I guess so. Yes, sir. She and see, where 6 rules romance and finance, 8 rules finance first, then romance. So it's just reversed. So that means it rules love, marriage, separation, divorce, first pregnancy, moving into a home. It also means legal papers, documents, normally somewhere around December of this year, or February of next year, a new job will await her, new position, things of that nature. She's going to do fantastically well. When it comes to relationships, she'll probably attract persons that are normally a little older than what she would deal with, but she may find them interesting, or it'll be someone from her past, like somebody from high school or college or back in the day. But the third choice that most women in the age cycle year meet is they meet a person that can help them financially or materially get to the next step. Most women opt for the third option. She's going to be doing a lot of growing up, too.
Okay. Dawn Pitts, September 21st.
Dawn Pitts is starting her life all over again. Her thing is, I don't want to be bothered with the drama, the nonsense. I'm looking out for me, what's in my best interest. It ain't about what my kids want. It ain't about what my mates want. It ain't about what my neighbors want. It's about
if you know, see, I'll put it like this in a one cycle. How can you help other people if you don't have your act together? So that's what a one does. That's what they would tell you. If you're on a plane and there's a change in the cabin pressure and the mask drop down, even if you've got an infant, the rule is you put that mask on you first. Then you deal with who you got in your arms. So that's the kind of gear the one cycle represents. It's about looking out for number one, which is you, sense of me, myself, and I. But I can tell you this. Dawn is the person. She's born in 63, but she doesn't look her age, which is why she attracts younger men. At first, when she was younger, she attracted older men. Then as she got older, became the reverse. And she'll attract men from different cultures, long-distance relationships, too.
All right. Let's get to a super chat. This is TMU. This is a, I don't know if this is a dude or a female. October 25th.
October the 25th, this person is entering a sixth personal year. So this person is going.
I kind of want to fast forward, you guys.
Things that fulfill the things that you've been.
The link is in the show notes. I hope you guys are enjoying this. But they said they was going to spend about an hour doing that, but I want to just get back to some of the meat and potatoes. Let's see.
The finances, whatever the case is. And yet it's a cycle of fulfillment, doing the things that's in your best interest, doing things that fulfills the things that you've been longing to do that you put on hold for whatever reason, for the kids, for families, for the job, or whatever. Now you can make it manifest for you. And it also indicates possible long-distance travel as well. And Aries and Scorpios and Leos will be drawn to this person will be helpful, as well as anybody born on the 9th, 18th, or 27th of the month.
All right. This is another cash out. This is Brittany Williams, and she is January 9th.
She's also in an 8th personal year and 8th rules Capricorn.
Mm.
So she's about to really kick some butt. Trust me.
Mm.
I would be her new best friend for the year 2023. Okay? That's what I would be. So she's going to make some, and in fact, it's about almost 4 weeks after her birthday, going into February, that's when she's going to be making a major move that's going to take her to the next level with her job or career. But she's feisty. She's no nonsense. She's been out on her own between her 19th and 22nd birthday, and she's always told it the way she saw it, whether you liked it or not. And men in uniform are attracted to her, but with her going into the kind of year for her that's going to bring about a power move, it more than likely indicates somebody from her past. But since she's a Capricorn and the year will favor Capricorns, that means she will be more a help to herself than anyone else, probably out of the zodiac.
Mm-hmm. Let's do Spiritual Kai, and she is August 29th.
Okay, so she will be in an 8th personal year also. So 1, 9, 7, and 8 seem to be the lucky numbers, okay? This person will be making some major moves. Unlike the other person born January the 9th, who's a Capricorn and 8 governs Capricorn, still this person is an earth sign, which 8 is an earth indicator, ruled by the element of earth. So this person will be more pragmatic about our finances. It tells me something about, and in fact, in an 8th cycle year, because of the year she's born in, she is also entering her pregnancy cycle. When I say that, it means either she can become pregnant or give birth or whatever the case is, or she may find that symbolically she gives birth to an idea, birth to an enterprise, birth to
a business. It's a he. You said it's a he.
Sorry. Thank you. Thank you for the correction. Well, he can still get somebody pregnant, okay? So it all depends. It's still a pregnancy cycle. We're all getting ready for how it's working.
Like I'm in my pregnancy cycle, like where I can get somebody pregnant, you said, right?
Well, yes. Both, yes. Mm-hmm. 6 is an 8 year pregnancy cycle. So it all depends. Okay.
Yeah.
I want to be godfather if that's the case, too. Anyway, this person is going to, but this person has always been very mature and more than likely was an older woman that introduced him to Sex 101 when he was coming of age, believe me or not. You know, they say, I show you mine, you show me yours, all that other stuff. Well, it was probably an older young lady that did that. But he is heading into a cycle that puts him in a position to make some power moves, to deal with movers and shakers at some point. Although this person is young age, and which means they may not have all the experience, but they're going to do a lot of growing up before the same time next year, that I can tell you.
Let's do Ashani. It's September 5th.
okay, this person is about to have some fun. This person's about to get busy, but at the same time, this person has to make sure that people don't throw mud or put scandal on their name or reputation because they're going to fight. But this person is also heading into a prosperity cycle. This person that we see on the screen, it tells me they're multifaceted, multi-talented, multi-dimensional. They just don't have much patience for people that are slow, dull, or boring. And since three rules the emotions and five rules the nerves, she's got to be careful not to let anybody throw her off her center, but stay focused. But if she stays focused, she's going to do very well in the world of not only networking and resources, but in the world that's going to really enhance her reputation and take her to the next level.
Are we going to do a Cash App, Dewan Leonard? And Dewan is October 22nd.
October 22nd. This person is also in a three personal as well. So this person will find that Sagittarians and Pisces will be of help, or people born on the 3rd, the 12th, the 21st, or the 30th. The one thing when a person is in a three-cycle year, like the reader before and this reader born on October 22nd, they're always working on a new and improved image because three is the image cycle. They're very concerned about their image, their name, their reputation, their appearance, things like that. And so this will be pronounced for both the prior caller and this caller somewhere around late February going into March for sure. But they're on their way to enjoying themselves and making or coming into extra money on top of it at the same time. So I wish them all the best.
Okay. Another Cash App. Davina Martinez is January 8th.
Well, this person is in a 7. This person's personal year is the same as the universal year. So that means that this person, Davina, is entering a 7 personal year, which means all of a sudden the tendency is to back up. And instead of chasing after the dollar, they want to know why they're doing what they're doing. This person could be in a relationship, right? And this person, their mate could be in the bed, and they says, look at them and say, you know, why are you in my life? It's not that they wasn't getting along. It's not that she's going to wake it up to discuss it. But the point is that anyone that's in their personal space that's close, at some point during the year, they're going to question why they're there. What does it mean? What are you doing? And why is all this happening? Seven is a cycle where you do a lot of soul searching, where you go down the rabbit hole, and this is where things that have been hidden come to the surface. Won't chase, just magnetize.
Did we do Charlene? I don't think. Okay, February 23rd. I don't think we did Charlene.
No, we didn't do it. But let me tell you this: whoever it is, she's going to have a hell of 5 years. That's for sure. Her life has to change for the last 2 years. I would hitch my wagon to her star, too. Now, she's ready for change, and she's going to do well in areas connected with business, science, commerce, communications, imports, exports, stock exchange.
She's popping. Charlene is popping.
Yeah, she's multifaceted. The only thing about Charlene is if you're going to deal with her, you've got to give her some breathing room as she enters the next year. You can't be sweating about where she's going, how long she's going to be there, when she's coming back, because Charlene ain't having none of it, not with the year she's about to. With the restrictions she's been under, with the freedom she's about to experience moving forward, she ain't having none of that. So the best way to hold on to her is let her go.
Right.
When she does settle down, she says, you know what, that Lloyd, he gave me a lot of breathing room. I think I'm giving more of my time and attention. And she will find that Geminis will help her, Aquarians, and Virgos will help her, which is the opposition sign, or anybody born on the 5th, the 14th, or the 23rd. And since she's born on the 23rd, that means her contact and networking with people is going to be absolutely awesome.
Damn, Charlene. Wow. Okay. Good luck to you, Queen.
And maybe that's why she donated that, because she knows something.
You know, hey, son, she knows something, right?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
That was the biggest donation today. So you know, son, your spirit is telling you.
He is in for a big year.
That's what's up. You know, good luck to you with that. Let's do Lauren. Is December 23rd.
Lauren is going into a 6th personal year. She is a Capricorn, and her key numbers are the 5, 6, and 8. So the fact is she's entering a 6th personal year, which is in lockstep with her,
The first thing she probably did this month was change her hair. Somewhere between late September and October, if you get a confirmation, she probably, if she hasn't changed her hair in fast, she's thought about, okay, should I lengthen it, shorten it, restyle it? You know, women do so much with their hair. God bless them. So, and she's also going to really get involved in tightening up her act. She's going to be going back to school or taking a course or seminar. She's going to be doing something around the home. And she's definitely, and keep with her, I'll tell her she's about to enter three doors. Door number one, if she doesn't have anybody, that will change. Door number two, if she does and it's been halfway decent, it's going to move up to the next level. But door number three, if she's about to enter the year with somebody that's been working her last nerve, trust me, by summertime, it's going to say, you know, go the opposite way. So only she knows which way she's going. But she, too, is also blessed to know people who know people who know people, too.
Mm-hmm. Let's do a cash app. Patricia. Patricia is December 2nd.
December the 2nd. They will be internet recycle year. And if,
all right, I think I'm going to fast forward just some more.
When they want something from me, they know how to be just as nice to me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when women, that's how her approach should be. For me, with Brooklyn and Harlem, you could almost have a sense of where that was located.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Let's get to Divine Kismet, August 14th.
This person is in a year where they...
You guys want to go and watch the full and listen to the full podcast, it is in the show notes.
So they'll be ready to launch and start their own clean and of free of any distractions of anything holding them back. But it's going to be a year of fulfillment of their dreams, that I can tell you, and a year of possible long-distance travel. If they don't travel long-distance, somebody from a long-distance probably will come their way. All they need to do is avoid anybody they want to get in a confrontation. They should be careful handling knives and guns and sharp instruments or driving, not recklessly and all that stuff. And so that's it.
Somebody wanted some clarity. This brother says, Brother Rich, can you get some clarity, please? He said, I'm a 4 and wasn't sure how I got 22, but explain both which one am I, 9, 15.
It all depends on how he added it. I think he added everything across, 9 plus 1 plus 5 plus 2 plus, and in fact, that would add up to 10, 22. That's how you got 22. But the proper way to find out if you're going through a master number is you do the month, the number at the top, the date underneath, the year underneath that, draw your line and your column down. But I'll take it this, he is correct. That's how he got his 22. The point is, will he live up to 22? See, 22 is called the master builder. So people got these ideas, but the master number 22 are those people with the abilities to make those ideas turn into things that are concrete and tangible that could be touched and examined on the physical world.
Mm-hmm.
And with it comes a lot of responsibility, so be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
526.
This person is in a master number 11 or 2 person, and they're right, it is a 2. So it all depends. So this is why people need to see me if they want to. So there's a proper way of figuring it out. Would you put the month at the top, the date of birth underneath, the year underneath that, draw your lines, add your columns down, add it across, and that will tell. But let's assume this person's been in 11 years. That means they're coming with a certain type of vision in their mindset, with great ideas, concepts, but if it's in a 2 personal year, it means they're kind of in a holding pattern, that there are going to be subtle changes in their living arrangements, certain changes at the workplace, like a new supervisor, a new location, and certain changes in the home. And it also means definitely a change in the diet of the person, because one of the challenges they have is like stoppage of the intestines on this constipation. And Simon, thank you for putting up my cash app with the dollar sign numbers in here. Thank you so much, Simon.
Indeed. Let's,
Simon is my brother in every sense of the word.
Get to Earth, August 27th.
This person will also be entering a 6 personal year. And since 6 is the Earth number and they are an Earth sign, that they are going to really do well. And I would say that Earth has probably, since the latter part of September into this month of October that we're in, has said, I need to do something either about my weight, my appearance, or particularly my hair, and restyling it or doing something with it. But this is going to be a good time for her. And sixes with it being very, very friendly to her simply means that it's going to be a joyous time for her with relationships. If she's been out of the loop, all of that's going to change. She'll find it more than likely a Libra or a Taurus will be in the mix, or anybody born on the 6th, the 15th, or the 24th. And her nest egg, her bank account, is definitely going to improve by the same time next year, guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
And Chi Domino, we're going to do two more. Chi Domino.
Chi Domino.
June 6th.
Yes. They will be entering a 9 personal year, which is the year to wrap up. It's the year for travel.
Oh, no, you did this one already. My fault. You did this, didn't you? Because you,
okay.
Yeah, she
okay.
Sent the Cash App. Okay, yeah, all right. Yeah, we did you already, my brother. Am I? Damn, I hope I'm not bugging out.
Well, it's still there in a 9 personal year. If nothing else, believe that. And since Gemini is a travel sign, 5 is a travel number, 9 is also a travel number, I would say they're going to be hitting the road a lot more than is normal this time of the year. And notice, they're in a 9 personal year, and they sent you 999, which is 27, and 2 plus 7 is 9.
Okay. Keish M is March 23rd. Keish M.
This is her year to fall in love or fall out of love, or all depending. She's also in a pregnancy cycle, too, which is probably, she's saying, you've got to be kidding, but that's the cycle she's in. And when I say a pregnancy cycle, it doesn't have to be biologically on her part, but she gives birth to an idea, birth to a concept, and this is going to be somewhere around about right after her birthday, late March going into April, because she's an Aries 5 person. She's very, very popular, very well-liked. She's never had a problem attracting the opposite sex. It's a matter of keeping them, because sometimes they don't know what to do or know how to hold on to her. But again, the secret of holding on to any number 5, because see, 5 is ruled by the element of air. So air just ain't in one corner, brother. If it is everywhere you walk, it goes. So the key to holding on to 5s is to give them breathing space. Let them breathe. And the fact that this person is now in a 6, now she's more ready to set it. Now she's more ready to get involved in some kind of committed relationship. So she's going to find that she's going to be in a nurturing mode.
I never fast forward lectures, really. But, you know.
No, you should do. Right. And
I want to
tell you, your website as well as your Cash App is Numbers and You, right?
Yes, it's right there. King Simon just posted it. Thank you very much, King Simon.
You guys know.
By the way, if you go to my website, Lloyd.
You guys know to go to here. Oh.
Sign up for the free monthly newsletter for October. So you don't have, the only thing you need to do, you can leave your birthday, but you must leave your email address in order to get the free monthly newsletter. Think about it in your mind, then let go, let God, and it will come to us. Very simple.
For those who paid and didn't get it, once again, send a brother your Super Chat receipt. YouTube will email your receipt for your Super Chat or your Cash App receipt. What email can they send it to, Lloyd?
My Cash App is called numbers, $numbers.
No. The email before the Cash App, the email for those who paid and we missed a couple of people. Email can they?
LloydStrayhorn@msn.com. LloydStrayhorn@msn.com.
I just posted the brother's email.
And if not, they can also go to learnfromlloyd9@msn.com, too. So just in case, either one of those should do.
Right. And I'm going to post your website as well as your Cash App is Numbers and You, right?
Yes, it's right there. King Simon just posted it. Thank you very much, King Simon. And that's my website. By the way, if you go to my website, lloyd-strayhorn.com, sign up for the free monthly newsletter for October. So you don't have, the only thing you need to do, you can leave your birthday, but you must leave your email address in order to get the free monthly newsletter. On my website, lloyd-strayhorn.com, you can schedule a session to see me by phone or whatever the case is, and schedule your own time and the length of time of the session you want to. Also on my website, lloyd-strayhorn.com, you can enroll with, I have three online numerology courses called the Learn from Lloyd series. Learn from Lloyd how to read a person like a book. Learn from Lloyd the next step in numerology. Learn from Lloyd the do's and don'ts in numerology. All three courses are now on sale. If the person gets it between today and tomorrow before the sale ends, they will save themselves over $250. That's what kind of discount it is. But you must go to my website to sign on these courses to learn how I do what I do, which is why my bestseller is still called Learn from Lloyd, How to Read a Person Like a Book, because I teach people how to do just this. Also, I have books on Amazon. I have four books, Numbers in You, A Numerology Guide to Everyday Living, Lloyd's Numbers in You Workbook, which is which goes with my class, my online. And by the way, thanks to you, Brother Rich, when I opened it up, my online course at that time, I had about 200 people, but because of you introducing it on your show, I'll now have over 3,800 students in 78 countries registered in on my courses, okay? And so it just thank you very much for that. And I also have, in addition to my books on Amazon, I also have each Monday and Wednesday at 7 p.m. on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn, Live with Lloyd. And in fact, a week from today, that's what I'm going to have on my show. This brother just interviewed everybody. I'm going to turn the tables around and interview him. So please tune in Wednesday on YouTube. It's Live with Lloyd. And my YouTube channel, though, is called Numbers in You, named after my best-selling book, okay? So the schedule a session, that's it. They got my cash up. I guess that's everything. And by the way, on my media sites, I'm on Instagram, Numbers in You, Twitter, Numbers in You, Facebook, Numbers in You, and LinkedIn, Lloyd Strayhorn. So I think that's about it.
Yeah. They say your readings, your book as far as readings, somebody was saying in the chat, your book, you ain't got no...
I might be. I stay busy. Me and Simon stay busy. Do you know Simon and I have a distinction? They have this thing called the 100 best-selling numerology books of all times. Two of my books are on there, and so is Simon's.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and stop it right there, guys. It's been a great podcast. I hope you guys got something out of that. Most importantly, you guys, is for us to network. You know, go and like and subscribe to Brother Rich's channel, Black Magic 363 on YouTube. Go and binge watch all of those. He has a lot of podcasts. If that's your thing, you know what I mean? And if you're in sync with some of the messages, I like a lot of the older messages personally, but a lot of great wisdom comes through Brother Rich's channel, like Lloyd and Dr. Cyrus B, which is another amazing. Gratitude to everybody who takes the time to, teach and interview. You know, Brother Rich is one of the coldest people in the game. So shout out, and gratitude. Guys, I'm going to go ahead and end this, but just note that, numbers are very, very, very important, you guys. So numerology, studying, right? Don't believe, do your own research, right? Studying numerology, studying your birth chart, okay? I think it's dentist, let me pull it up. Let me see what it is. So I'll tell y'all the truth. Astrodentist, there it goes. Astro, yep. It's an astrodentist website, okay? Go to astrodentist.com, and you could find out what your birth chart is, right? You can your transits, your birth charts, and you can break it down. You can break – because, guys, you are more than one zodiac sign, right? So your birth chart – what I'm saying is that your birth chart is going to be important for you to know thyself. It plays a very key role in your passion and why you may be here, okay? And for you to kind of figure your own puzzle out, right? So astrodentist, and also you can, numerology, you guys, your life path number, okay? Your life path number is going to be very important. So when he was like, calculate all of that stuff, there's a website that can do the calculating for you. So let me see, what is my life path? Okay, I just typed in what is my life path number, and lifepathnumber.net is the one I always use. Let me see if this is right. Okay, not at any rate. Life Path Calculator. Here we go. So, 7thlifepath.com. Matter of fact, I'm going to put it in the show notes for you guys. But that's how you can figure out what your life path is, okay? So, figure out your life path number. You know, do your own shit. You know what I mean? And know how the universe works. You know, that's very important there. You will not see a lot of people teaching on the real shit, because this is like the shit they kept in the mystery schools and, you know, only secret societies and all of that kind of thing, you know, had access, you know what I'm saying? And they even still have access to some of the deepest shit, you know what I mean? I don't think all of the shit is out there, but a lot of the shit is out here now. So, you know, a lot of us are just not wanting to grow if we have access to all of this at our fingertips and we do not utilize it. You know what I mean? So we have no excuses. We have no excuses, guys. Do your own research, as I always tell you guys. I love you guys. Join me tomorrow. Join me tomorrow, guys. My scheduled time is 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central. Sometimes I come on earlier so I can do my festivities throughout the day at an earlier time or just fucking relax, you know what I'm saying? So I'm up early, so I may be coming on earlier. But anyway, guys, you can always catch the replay at any time. Please go and utilize my link tree, and you can see our Facebook group. Our Facebook group, we laugh a lot, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's ratchet, but, you know, it's the beauty and the essence of being you unapologetically. That's what this is all about. So hope you guys, again, got something out of that. Go to Lord's website. Subscribe to Brother Rich's channel. Subscribe to, what's his name, Brother Wisdom. So, yeah, all the credits are in the show notes, guys. All right, guys, till next time. Peace.